Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. In today's episode, I want to talk about tilted towers and meteors. You know, the big thing that everybody's been talking about and freaking out about in the Fortnite community that I haven't gotten to yet, but I will get to now, is the looming meteor that is hanging over Fortnite and the rumors that that could be hitting Tilted Towers and we could be losing Tilted Towers and it could be replaced or changed. You know, a lot of people are freaking out about that. I see a lot of people saying that they would love that, that they feel like Tilted Towers disrupts the flow of the game. But I myself, I'm actually a big fan of Tilted Towers. I like the option of going there. I mean, yes, the bus does go over Tilted Towers quite often, so you can go there all the time. But, you know, you don't have to go there. You know, it's up to the player. And a lot of times I don't. But especially when I first boot up the game, I like to go there a lot, and it helps get me warmed up. I get, you know, a lot of action right away, so it gets me warmed up, helps me with my aim. You know, it helps me get into the groove just by seeing a lot of other people. I mean, if you jump somewhere else, you know, you might not see anybody for a while, but if you jump in Tilted Towers, you know, if you can survive, then that's, you know, extra great, because that means you outlasted a lot of opponents right away. But even if you don't survive, like I said, I like to go there, land there, when I first boot up the game, just to get a couple quick matches in, to boost my aim up, to get acclimated to the game. And it's just a good way to get your skills up. If you're not, you know, if there's something that you need to work on, like I said, like aim, or, you know, it's a good place to go if you're also working on your building skills, because you're going to encounter a lot of people right away. So, you know, you can get your supplies right away and work on building forts. For defense. So I really like Tilted Towers. I wouldn't want to see it go completely away. You know, if this meteor hits something and, you know, maybe it gives us a new place other than Tilted Towers, that would be great. But yeah, I don't really want to see it go away. I like Tilted Towers. I like having the option. You know, if players out there who complain about Tilted Towers messing up the flow of the game, I don't think that's necessarily true. If you don't have Tilted Towers, there's just going to be another place that people are going to want to go to all the time. And so I like having it there. If we get something new in addition to it, that is another high destiny place, that would be great. You know, somewhere farther away. That way you have two places that are, you know, high action spots, but far away from each other. That would be, you know, a good option, I think, as well. But yeah, guys, let me know what you think about that, what you think about Tilted Towers, or what about the potential of losing Tilted Towers. Again, download the Anchor app, and you can use the call-in feature, and I can feature your call on my show. Again, like and subscribe on iTunes. Go to my YouTube channel. That's good stuff. You know, tip for today will be, you know, play to get better, play every day, even just a little bit. I was actually only able to play for 15 minutes today, but, you know, it's better than nothing, and it's going to help me get better. And it will help you get better to play every day, too. That's the only way to get better, is practice a little bit each and every day. But that's going to be it for the show today. Thank you for listening. Have fun building forts, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.